So I bring you greetings from the beautiful state of Washington, where our snow stays in the mountains, for those of you who were here on Saturday, mostly. And from our leadership team of people who are leaders both in the state world of WIC as well as the state world of WIC and healthy communities work. And you'll see that partnership is a big theme throughout our whole grant here. So I want to acknowledge the funding, which is from the USDA WIC Special Projects Grant, and present our very simple conceptual model, which is, as I think of public health nutrition, to paraphrase something from the IOM, our role really is to assure conditions in which people can choose healthy foods. And we do that through many, many ways that you're hearing about here at APHA. But what I want to talk about is bringing together the world of WIC, which you all know is like the major employer of public health nutritionists, right? Half the babies in the country are on WIC. It's a huge program, extraordinary reach, with this wonderful growing interest in food systems that you've been hearing about today and on a lot of sessions at this meeting. My goal with this project was to bring those together, to take the energy and the passion and enthusiasm that's coming together around healthy, local, sustainable foods and see what we could do with this huge WIC program with all the people it reaches and all the money that's involved and all the experience people have had in WIC. So that was the impetus for putting this project together. Our goals then are to increase the effectiveness of nutrition education in WIC. And build capacity in WIC. So we're really, it's a three-year project. We really want this to be sustainable. I'll tell you about some reasons I have for optimism about that. But when we first did our formative evaluation, we talked to our local WIC coordinators, and we said, how well do you think your staff does in letting people know about eating fruits and vegetables? And almost all of them said, yeah, we're really good at telling people to eat fruits and vegetables. And then we said, and how good a job do you think WIC does in actually increasing the intake of fruits and vegetables? And this was after the new change in the fruits and vegetables. And only about a quarter of our respondents said, yeah, we do a good job. So we've got room to grow, which is a really good thing from an evaluation point of view. And what we started off with in the state was really mimicking this partnership experience in bringing in a statewide advisory group that included a lot of people who work in the agriculture and other food system sectors. So these folks have been guiding our work all the way along. They've been helping us to match up local WIC partners with their food systems partners. They helped us design. We did an RFP. We got grants out to small communities. They helped us design that. They helped us select who got funded. And now they're going to help us disseminate. So it's been truly a partnership effort both at the state level and at the local levels. Okay, so what we did, we assessed interest before we even went in for the grant by talking to our local food systems folks, our state food systems folks. Everybody we got in touch with really wanted to partner with WIC, and some of them had a little, but a lot of them had trouble doing it. So there was strong interest there, and there was pretty good interest among the WIC folks, too, so we felt good in going forward with this. We spent a few months doing training. We did some webinars, training people up on establishing partnerships, writing in response to our RFP. Then we funded and conducted the projects. They're coming to an end now. They've been out in the field for 18 months through two growing seasons. Most of the projects are done. The rest are going to be getting in their final reports in the next few weeks. And so it's back in our laps now to compile the evaluation results and then to disseminate them, to let people know what worked, what didn't, how people can continue to work with WIC, and how we can sustain the parts of the project that worked. So my goal here today is to get a little ahead of our dissemination and to tell you about some of the qualitative stuff. We've been doing quarterly interviews and to kind of give you a heads up on which things work, which things probably don't need to be pursued anymore, how very flexible and wonderful people have been in the field at making their projects work. So we funded 12 sites. There are 56 59, depending on the day you count them, local WIC agencies. So we got applications from 26, which we thought was pretty wonderful at a time when there was a lot of change in WIC in our state. We were able to fund 12. You can see we have both rural and urban sites. If you know anything about Washington State, urban is kind of centered in Puget Sound, and then rural is most of the other folks. And we found big differences in our rural people. I'm just really interested in talking to you guys about the differences between rural and urban, so it's really been playing out in an interesting way. You can see we got a lot of fun, cute, creative names, so we were pleased with what came forward. There was a really diverse set of approaches. A lot of people did more than one approach, but this will just give you kind of an idea. Some of them did gardening, farmers markets, classes. As part of gardening, part of the farmers markets, there was some interest in community gardens and some gleaning and one true CSA program, although there were some other sort of food donation, food giveaway type programs. A lot of partners came forth. We were really pleased with the diversity of the partners. One of the big lessons we learned was almost half the projects used AmeriCorps volunteers. So this was a really good driver. As you know, if any of you have worked in WIC, it's pretty intense getting the business of WIC done. So the AmeriCorps volunteers were extra workers that brought in a lot of energy and enthusiasm and really helped the projects. So that was certainly a helpful lesson learned. Many other volunteer groups, farmers markets, we have some nonprofit kind of farms and farm organizations that really came forth, put a lot of volunteer time and energy into this project. So just like we'd hoped, this huge enthusiasm for local foods really came forward to help the WIC folks do their job. Okay, we had several models among the 12 programs. So this is one from Clark County, which is where Vancouver is, and they really centered it around, they already had an active food policy council, food system council, and this was their organizing principle. So this council really helped them establish relationships with the farmers. They were sort of already there, and what was new here was then WIC started to become incorporated in this, where it had been sort of monolithically situated outside of it before. So food policy councils worked well as an organizing principle. Other places, and this is true in about three places, had intense healthy communities work going on. They'd already done community planning, they already had these goals about establishing healthy food systems, and we were able to come along and there again sort of have WIC knock on the door and say, hey, we're here, we've got, you know, hundreds of people in your county, we would really like to be part of what you're doing. And this is, I'm jumping ahead now, but to me this is a very exciting part. I think these are going to be sustainable relationships once this USDA special project money goes out. People know about WIC, they've met people, they know how to work with WIC, they know how to incorporate WIC families into their thinking. So to me, this has been very win-win. Okay, so what I'm going to present today are the results of our quarterly telephone interviews that we've been conducting both with the WIC folks and with their partners. We have other parts of our evaluation plan. We, too, are looking at fruit and vegetable intake, whether it goes up or down, doing a big statewide thing, that those data aren't available. But I think some of the really interesting things that might be useful to you all in going back to your states might reside in what we're hearing in these interviews. So there has been, as you might imagine, a big focus on local foods, lots of partnerships with local farmers and farmers markets. To my great disappointment, the one project that did CSA baskets, as a fervent CSA fan, has not worked. And this was in a rural area, it was on a reservation, and people just didn't come by to pick up their baskets if they weren't already going to go there. So transportation in rural areas, we're hearing both with this and community gardens, just got in the way of a CSA basket kind of method of doing it. On the other hand, doing smaller targeted market baskets, handing out a few fresh seasonal things that had come in from the farmers, either as people were at the farmers markets using their WIC farmers market vouchers or just coming into WIC for their usual care, that was very successful. So if you go where people already are, that was a lesson that we learned over and over again. It's not going to work to ask people to do extra stuff, but man, if you're there, being where they are and providing this, it can be very effective. We also had a discounted farm stand, which the lesson there was, so it was, as you know, in rural areas, there often aren't certified farmers markets, so people can't use their WIC farmers market vouchers. So we had this idea of this volunteer farm was going to do on some days a volunteer farm stand. The problem happened with the other people in the neighborhood wanting to use the farm stand, and they had to pay full price. And so it sort of just caused bad vibes in the neighborhood. So that was a lesson learned on that one. Community gardens, as you know, have just taken off like crazy. We have a very strong system of community gardens in a lot of our communities in the Northwest. But here again, it disappointingly didn't work very well for WIC families. And if you think about it, these are very young, busy families. A lot of these programs did classes during the winter with master gardeners. Here's how to do it, get ready. Then they were out there in the field. But geez, people's babies were born, you know, during planting season, and the seeds didn't get in the ground. It was hard to be there with your young children. There were transportation issues. Again, in rural areas, why would I drive 30 miles, you know, to Wakayakum if I could have a garden in my backyard? So actually, one of the great things that happened with the classes was people did home gardening in the rural areas, but disappointingly, they didn't come to the community gardens. It was also hard for them to coordinate with their mentors. The master gardeners would be at the garden, and the families couldn't quite manage to get there at the same time they were there. But when they switched to home gardening, it was much easier. Then the master gardeners would kind of show up when you were there in the evening or late afternoon. It was a lot easier for them to get that mentorship that they were looking for in terms of gardening. So home gardens had higher participation, easier to pair with mentors. The winter class thing worked really well. And we were also concerned about the whole social capital of community gardens. I think it's why people are so enthusiastic. It's like, oh, so they'll all be alone and isolated. But really, they put a lot of these gardens in the front yards, and it built community capacity in their neighborhoods. You know, people stop by and check out how ripe the tomatoes looked or whatever else was going on. People be out there working in their yards. So this worked pretty well. We were also concerned about people digging up the yards in their rental houses or apartment complexes, and that actually turned out not to be an issue. So this was, I think, one of the winners here, is helping people to do their own gardening at home. Gleaning was also something that, this wasn't something we were pushing especially, but two of the groups who came forward, especially one community action agency that is really big into community food security, wanted gleaning to be part of their project. And they were very disappointed that the WIC clients didn't come out and participate in gleaning. But there again, I think that's that transportation and that very busy stage of life you're in when you've got young children around. It did manage to produce a lot of food that was given out in WIC and local food banks. And one positive thing here was at the WIC gardens, they grew a lot of food that was culturally familiar to people, especially some of our immigrant populations. So it really got those kind of foods into the emergency food system that might not ordinarily have been there. Farmers markets, of course, are a natural fit with WIC because of the WIC Farmers Market program. So we had a lot of good activity around there. It really seemed to work best. As I said, the farmers market stand was kind of problematic. But if there was ongoing relationships with farmers markets, it just helped to build them and make them stronger. Another lesson we learned was that people had all these great plans to do cooking demos and big WIC classes at the farmers markets, but mostly people just sort of wanted walk-by tastes and simple recipes and kale chips. Do you all make kale chips? That's like a big hit. Something like that seemed to, and the kale apparently flew off the shelves and they were empty before the market was over. I encourage you, one of our grantees actually made a video promoting the Tacoma Farmers Market. It's on YouTube now. And I encourage you to go look at that because it really illustrates another good outcome of this. And there's this great farmer at the market saying, the WIC program is the best thing the government does. And so, yay, it, you know, really started, it forged those bonds going both ways. A lot of community support now for WIC, and people understand what WIC is. Okay, so when we talked to the partners, they said there's some real advantages to working with WIC. We like it. It gives us access to these families. It's got this huge reach. We feel like it's important to start early in life to change nutrition patterns. We've heard how important parental practices are around fruits and vegetables, so here's our chance to get that going. And a lot of the WIC folks who came forward were local champions for health. They, as you might suspect, ran into some challenges with the way WIC needs to schedule things, the fact that a lot of WIC practitioners are very focused on individual one-on-one kind of change, and this is out of their comfort zone, and that they really don't have a whole lot of time to work on projects like this. And I'll tell you, out of the 12 projects, it was only 18 months, out of the 12 projects, we've had six leaders turn over. We only have half the people who started leading these projects in place, so that's just a fact of life and working with WIC. Okay, so I think that we can concur that this can work some of the time, and as we get better at it, maybe even more and more of the time, it really enhances those connections. We feel like they're going to be sustainable. Some of the WIC clients really came forward and got involved in this work, and we actually are at the point where we're thinking about, those of you who know WIC, they have a breastfeeding peer education thing. Like, whoa, we need a food systems peer education thing, because some of the moms especially really took this to heart, and they themselves are really more involved now than they ever were before.
So if we can just do one or two questions.
All right, thanks.
Go ahead.
That was in the mostly in the kitchens, the community kitchens. Yeah, there were some chefs who would come in. We didn't really partner directly with culinary programs. You know, we have that was the goal of a lot of local projects, and we haven't finished that evaluation piece, so we're not really sure about that, but it certainly was the goal. Yeah. So this was on an Indian reservation that's very rural, very widespread, and it was, you know, at the tribal center where the WIC services are provided. So,
did you send home any recipes or anything like that?
The local WIC agency? I think they got whatever, you know, it was this, they bought into a CSA that was already ongoing, so I'm assuming most CSAs do. It's a great question. I don't know the answer. They got whatever the regular subscribers got. Yeah.
Thank you.